Proclamation number 6838 of 24th of May, 1957. State after death. After your death you will enter a realm which is like the one you left. I.e., your surroundings will now also correspond to your state of soul. If only matter fills your thinking, then the world you now enter will also appear material to you. It will place all things before your eyes to which your senses still apply, only that it is an illusory world which will pass away as soon as you want to take possession of it. But it takes a long time for a dark soul before it understands that it no longer inhabits the material world, which is why even such souls often don't know that they have died in the body. However, the illusions of their new surroundings become ever more unclear, ever more blurred, so that they then feel an appalling emptiness because their spiritual eyes are still closed and their power of imagination for earthly things becomes ever less. And so then they move in barren, endlessly vast regions. If they don't sink very deeply and wage battles with beings of their own kind in bitterest enmity, a change through completely meaningless vastness can bring the souls to self-contemplation and let them recognize the worthlessness of earthly material goods, and then they can also become aware of their dead state, and as soon as only that is achieved that the souls start to think about their desolate situation, the time has now also come when these souls are helped by suddenly meeting beings and they now look for a way out together. Those beings come from the kingdom of light but veil themselves and come in the same form to leave the soul's fullest freedom of will. And then, with good will, their surroundings can brighten noticeably and an activity can now be assigned to them according to their own will to help. The nature of their activity cannot be presented to you humans because the different areas of spiritual activity also require completely different conditions and often also demand unknown work for spheres unknown to humans. For God has let undreamt of creations arise for the maturing of the still imperfect souls. But the state of the souls also determines the creation to which they are now supplied for further development. But if the human being on earth has already been able to detach himself from matter, if his thinking and striving has been turned towards the spiritual kingdom, then the soul can find itself again in spheres of light when it leaves the earthly cover. I.e., it is able to recognize its surroundings, it sees magnificent creations which, however, have nothing in common with earthly things, which likewise cannot be described but which can be immediately grasped by that soul because of its state of maturity. Thus, as it were, realization comes to the soul in a flash and it possesses knowledge which was never conveyed to it before. It becomes light in and around itself, and this light makes it immensely happy and awakens in it the desire to communicate, to help and likewise to make itself happy. It will also feel transported into areas which are indescribably beautiful to look at, and it will not be alone but meet equally mature beings and want to work together with them. And it will also grasp its new activity in a flash, it will not have the feeling that it is entering a foreign realm but feel transported to its home, which it only left of its own free will. It will also know that this caused its unhappiness and that many beings are still in an unhappy state whom it now wants to help to return to the Father's house. An indescribably beautiful fate awaits those souls which have passed their test of will on earth and consciously turned to God and free will. And these souls will see indescribably beautiful creations, they will also be able to be creatively active in abundance of light and strength, depending on the soul's degree of maturity. Their concern, however, will be especially for the unfortunate souls which were close to them in earthly life and have taken a completely different path than those souls. But they will not forget them and thus work on them in the spiritual kingdom, albeit unrecognized, in order to snatch them from the abyss for the time being and also enable their ascent. For all work in the spiritual kingdom is meant for the redemption of the fallen. And every being which can enter the light offers itself for voluntary cooperation because it is full of love and would like to carry the light of love, which shines through itself, into the darkness in order to thank God and serve Him eternally. Amen.